Good morning and welcome to the Health and Aging Show, where we talk about the joys and the challenges of growing older in this great state. We talk to local experts about what they see happening as people age, as well as the services that are available for you and your loved ones. I'm your host, Jace McDermott, and I am joined this morning with, I'm going to call you my co-host today.
I like it.
Erin Collins, and she is with Paloma Landing. Good morning, Erin. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. And I know we've had you on the show before, so I guess we're doing something good if you came back.
Amen.
Yeah. So I know we did it okay if you decided to come back. No, I'm glad you came back because we definitely have some great things to talk about. I know you guys have a great event coming up and definitely want to talk about that. And I want to talk about Paloma Landing. You know, you guys do a great job, and we'll definitely get into that. But first, let's talk about you a little. I like to talk about my new co-host.
I love it. Well, I've been in the lovely senior living industry for about 10 years now. Absolutely love it. Started in the sales side and wanted to spend some more time with the residents, who are my passion. So now I am the director of fun over at Paloma Landing and absolutely love it.
That's right. I remember that job title. I was like, I want that job title. That's it. Director of fun. That's right. So, and I know we kind of talked about it before. Are you from Albuquerque? Have you lived here your whole life? Or
this is home. I've actually been in Albuquerque for over 25 years, born in Southern California. But
nice.
Albuquerque's home. I'm addicted to green chili, so
nice.
You're not going anywhere.
Yep, and I'm sure you love the fall just as much as everyone else does. Yeah, fall.
Beautiful.
Green chili in the air. Absolutely good stuff, absolutely. And we were kind of talking before the show, we even went to the same middle school together. Say, what? Yeah, unfortunately, you're like 10 years ahead of me. But, but well, that's great. That's great. So what started you in the senior, I guess, in the senior industry? Were you always like, you know, I'm going to college, I'm going to be in the senior industry?
It actually fell into my lap. I was working for a company called Relay New Mexico, which helped relay calls for the deaf and hard of hearing. Going to school, finishing up at CNM, and one of my friends who's also in the industry called me and said, I have this wonderful job. I know you'd be perfect for seniors. And so I went over, applied for the job, and was there for about 5 years, and then changed into the activities side about 5 years ago.
And which is great, which congratulations. Yeah, I always like to see how people got their passion. But you were saying, which I thought was interesting, we were talking before the show, that you started in sales. And unfortunately, you kind of didn't work with too many seniors in sales. I mean, you do, but not as much as you would. You're kind of working with people that are coming into it. You're trying to, well, you know, you're working with, you know, I guess their children,
right?
Their adult children.
Absolutely. So on the sales side, you spend a lot of time touring the adult children,
right?
Doing marketing, which is, it's great. But my passion was for the seniors. I wanted to spend, my daily life with them, be involved, be engaged with them, and being the director of fun, I have that opportunity.
That's right.
And it's, you know, it's wonderful. We have a resident who just turned 109 years old, no walker, no cane. And
wow.
I get to talk to her about her life and the stories that she's lived. And so it's a very, very rewarding job.
109. I want her genes.
Yes.
I mean, that's amazing. and like you said, she's walking, no walker, no, just
yeah.
Doing her thing.
Completely
huh?
Healthy, has a little bit of vision and hearing loss, but other than that, can completely engage in a conversation.
Which again, we'll talk about. I mean, because you guys are independent living. So
yes.
She's not in an assisted living or skilled care place. She is 109, pretty much living in her own little apartment, we'll call it, and doing
absolutely.
Her thing.
Absolutely.
Wow, good for her. Good. I should have met her at your. I know you guys did a pancake breakfast for the hurricane.
We did.
Right.
We raised over $1,000 for that event, and our company matched it. All of our properties held a pancake breakfast, and in total raised over $75,000.
Wow.
It was a wonderful event.
So also nation. So I actually didn't know that. So nationwide, you guys came together.
We have over 55 properties across the country, and
wow.
We all had an event, and we love to give back. That's very important to us,
right.
At Paloma Landing. So made that happen.
That's all. Were you making pancakes? I heard there was a lot of good pancakes. That's what I heard.
Our wonderful chef and our culinary staff made pancakes and bacon and sausage and eggs and the works.
Great. That's great. Well, good. Well, good. Well, I know we're going to talk about another great event you guys coming up here that's going to benefit the Children's Miracle Network. Is that
yes,
true?
Yes, at UNM Children's Hospital.
Great. Mm-hmm. So we'll definitely talk about that. So I don't want to steal too much of our thunder, because let's talk about more Paloma Landing. I mean, I think you guys are great, and we'll talk about kind of what I just kind of said. We'll talk about the independent living side and what that is. So Paloma Landing's an independent living home, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So how is independent living different from an assisted living or skilled care place?
So our residents have to be safe within their community. They can't be a wander risk. Have to be able to take care of themselves. Although, if one of our residents maybe forgets to take their medications here and there, they can bring in a home health agency that helps remind them about that. But when they get to a point where maybe they're a wander risk, or maybe dementia sets in to an advanced level, we might recommend a higher level of care. But the nice part about the independent living model is they can bring someone in from the outside to allow them to age in place.
I love that. And honestly, and I keep saying this, but I love the independent living model. I think it's a good place. In my view, I always see people wanting to move in independent living that are just tired of big houses. They're tired of living. I see couples moving them, and I'm sure you see this as well too. I mean, they love independent living. It's a community. It's, you know, people are in the same. They got little apartments together. They take little trips together. Kind of, we were saying even before show, you said, how many say people drive?
Yeah, we have almost 20 residents who still drive. We have a resident who just moved in, 77 years old. He was just tired of the cooking and the cleaning.
Right.
And although he still drives, maybe he'll choose to leave his vehicle and take our wonderful transportation, to a doctor's appointment or an outing. Saves on gas.
You bet. No, absolutely. And again, I know the director of fun here, you can elaborate on this, but, again, you're in a community and you have activities. You're just not at home by yourself. I just think it's such a great, I don't want to say concept because it's not a concept, but such a great service. And I've also heard of people that, you know, they'll take vacations, but if they're in an independent living, they don't have to worry about, you know, security of a house or security of their belongings because it's in a secured environment.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we do have a program where if you live at a Hawthorne property like Paloma Landing and you travel to another state where we do have a property, they can stay in their guest room at no charge.
Oh, so you guys have guest rooms.
We have guest rooms in our community. And so traveling to California, we have a property there. Maybe they're traveling to see family and they don't want to stay in a hotel. They can stay in one of our guest rooms in the property.
Wow.
In that city.
I'm going to have to sign up right away. So what's the coolest, like, you think, location that people would like to go to? Probably California, I'm assuming?
California is pretty neat. We have properties in Florida. We have properties in Texas. We have a property up in Maine.
I've always wanted to go to Maine.
I've always wanted to go to that area of the country. So
is that guest house open, or that guest room, is it open to hosts of radio shows as well?
Absolutely. Just give us a call. It's free to our residents, so there would be a charge for you unless you have a hookup.
Yeah.
So just give me a call.
That's great. So I guess let's talk about, and again, we should have talked before the show, but so Paloma Landing, is it when people come tour, are they under any obligation? In other words, what about if someone moved into independent living, like, you know what, this is just not for me? Do they have to sign some year lease with you
guys? There's no contract. It's month to month. So they come into our community, say they have the perfect apartment they want, very similar to apartment style concept. They put down the first and last month's rent.
Right.
They pay month to month. Maybe they decide they're moving out of state, something like that. They just give us the 30-day notice and we're good to go.
That's great. I could imagine that's very rare that somebody moves in and wants to move out.
Very rare. We are pretty much full all the time.
That's great. Absolutely. Well, and again, I'll make sure to get enough contact information out to our listeners so they can contact you or the managers of the place as well too, and come, you know, take a tour.
We'd love that.
Yeah, absolutely. Which actually, we should do that real quick. What would be a good contact number for people to call?
Our telephone number is 505-243-1979, or you can visit us on our website. It's www.seniorlivinginstyle.com.
Senior Living in Style. Oh,
that's
like that one. You guys must be in style over there. And I will say that, I know you didn't say this, but Facebook is a great place for you guys. Yeah, I know you guys are really active on Facebook.
We are. We have, the company has a Facebook page under Hawthorne, and we also have one for our chefs. Hawthorne Culinary Group. So our a lot of our chefs from around the country post food pictures and big events coming up. So.
Oh, that is great, which is funny. My wife loves to look at food pictures in the evening. I'm like, how do you do that? It's funny. I think Facebook is great. What a great idea for that, the chefs do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, because I imagine you guys have some pretty good food.
We do. And I eat there every day.
Oh,
which is a perk of the job. So we offer 3 meals a day, restaurant style dining. So come on by.
Good.
We'll feed you.
Hopefully. Well, speaking of food, let's take a break so I can get some food, and we'll come back and start talking about all these great activities you guys have. Don't go away. You're listening to the Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to the Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott, and I want to remind you that the Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you have a loved one who's getting older and needs some assistance, Mariposa has caregivers who can help as little as 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day with transportation, bathing, meal preparation, and more. Rates are surprisingly affordable. Call Mariposa Home Health today at 505-234-1744. Or visit their website at www.mariposahomehealth.com. That's M-A-R-I-P-O-S-A, homehealth.com. If you're just tuning in, we have been talking with Erin Collins with Paloma Landing, the Director of Fun, co-host extraordinaire today. And actually, we were kind of talking about Paloma Landing, and I know we have a lot to talk about during the show. I want to talk about the great activities you guys have and coming up as well. Definitely, you know, want to get in all this great stuff, but let's talk a little bit more about Paloma Landing. I want to make sure we talk about, because I think it's a great place, and I want to make sure our listeners understand, you know, why I think it's a great place. I think you guys have great amenities. I think your location is great. I think it's a very warm, and I call it a home. I don't know what you guys call it, but
I think that's great.
Very warm, inviting home. You have a great cook. Let's talk about your cook. Yeah. You can tell I'm hungry and I haven't eaten breakfast. So let's talk about it. So let's talk about you 3 meals a day, correct?
We do. They're prepared in our kitchen, right, by Chef Heather. She runs our kitchen and has several staff members that help. But we provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And it's restaurant-style dining. So they sit down. They have a variety of entree options.
They do.
Fruit plates, baked potatoes if they don't want the main entree of the day. So there's always something for everyone. Maybe they have a dietary restriction. Maybe they have diabetes. We can help with sugar-free or low-sugar options for them.
Oh, that's great.
So we'll accommodate.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Absolutely. Well, excuse me. No. So tell me this. So what is your favorite meal there?
I love fried chicken and mashed potatoes.
Who doesn't?
Comfort food, right? We offer variety. So we'll have fish one day, maybe chicken the next, a beef. So there's a variety. But I love fried chicken.
Any New Mexico dishes?
We do. Yeah. So green chili chicken enchiladas, of course.
Right.
We do occasionally have breakfast burritos for breakfast, which is always fun.
And you were also mentioning you guys did a cook-off with your other other home, right?
We did. So our sister property over in Rio Rancho, which is Rio Grande Gracious Retirement, we had a chili cook-off with them last week, and it was wonderful. And our regional chef came in, and actually his chili won, and the prize was a pizza party. So now both properties get a pizza party.
That's funny.
But we like to engage with our other community and work on different events together and activities, and I think that's important.
So your regional chef won?
Yes.
So is he not even from New Mexico?
No, he's from Texas.
Oh, okay. So, okay, now that's a good question. So chili, were you guys doing a Texas chili or were you guys doing?
So we did 3 Texas-style chilis. Of course, we had a New Mexico-style chili.
I was going to say, it's kind of unfair if he's from Texas and won.
And then we did, our sous chef made a vegetarian chili.
It was really,
really good, but we like to accommodate. So if you like to eat vegetarian, we can make that happen. So we wanted to display that in the chili cook-off.
And how was a vegetarian chili?
It was wonderful.
I guess you're not going to lie over here. It was horrible.
Oh, it was great. No, it was really delicious. It was different, but very flavorful.
I actually love vegetarian chili. I do. Yeah. That's good. Well, how exciting. Well, see, the Director of Fun, you're not messing around over here. So let's talk about some more amenities. So independent living, we kind of talked about before we went to the break, that independent living is different because you can age in place. And we were talking over the break, and I think it's important. You know, when you move into a different place, it's not an, you know, independent living, assisted living. You know, you may be paying, I don't even know the numbers, but you may be paying a certain amount a month, but maybe it includes services you don't need. Am I correct on that?
Absolutely. Right. So although we provide the transportation and it's included the meals, we have Wi-Fi in our building. If you don't need any type of medical services like med management, you don't have to pay for it. And that's right. The nice part. So it keeps the cost low. And if that need ever arises, they can bring someone in from the outside, which is, it's a great, great concept, because why pay for something you don't need?
And you said it during the break, is a la carte of services.
Yes, a la carte, pick and choose.
Yeah, absolutely. Why pay for something you don't need? Especially, you know, when you're retired and, you know, you're working with a limited budget. Absolutely. I think that is so important. And that, and again, that kind of goes back to why I love the independent living model, is because it gives you the choices are yours. You can, you know, person moving in can say, you know what, I would like someone to come in once a week to help me with, you know, I don't know, whatever. Or maybe not. I'm perfectly fine independent living. I have my little apartment. I get three meals a day. It's kind of like resort style living, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, if they want to bring in someone to help do the laundry, which I right. know there's a variety of home health agencies that do that, they can bring them in. Again, why pay for something you're not going to use?
That's great. That's such a great concept. So let's talk more about some more amenities. I probably went over most of them, honestly, but, you know, meals, of course, three meals a day with variety, transportation. You guys, and I know activity of director of fun over here. I know you're squirming when I'm getting to this part. I know you guys do a lot of activities.
We do. And not only within the building, so right. we will actually go out within the Albuquerque area. We just went up to Santuario at Chimayo. That was a wonderful outing. So we're not limited to just within our community. We can go out, visit. We go out to lunch. We have a lunch punch that goes out once a week. So
once a week.
Yes.
Wow.
People like to get out. We're going to go to the River of Lights coming up. So that's going to be a
great.
Fun time. So it's, you know, it's not just staying in the building. It's getting out and enjoying life and living it to its fullest.
What's your favorite activity to get out with the clients?
I love going to Santa Fe. So we went to Santa Fe a few months ago. We hop on the Rail Runner. Our driver drops us off. We take the train to Santa Fe, and our driver will drive up there, meet us at the train station. You know, we'll travel the plaza. We might go to the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum.
Okay.
So getting out of the city is always fun.
That's great. So you guys don't take the Rail Runner back? Does he drive you back?
Because of the time constraints sometimes, we drive back.
Yeah, right.
And it's convenient. Our residents, you know, it's door-to-door service.
Then, plus, they don't feel like they're in a rush to catch
right.
the train back.
Exactly.
What a great experience. Oh, that is fun. That would be actually one of my favorites. That's great. Call me next time you guys go.
We will.
Back. Who's this guy on our... That's funny. That's great. So, as far as other amenities besides activities, what else...
Excuse me. We actually have a full-service salon on our third floor, which is so convenient for our residents. If our residents have a favorite hairdresser outside of the community, we'll be more than happy to take them. But
right.
it's very, very convenient. It's located on our third floor. Beautiful. They have two stylists up there that
working
will take
full
care
time?
Of you. Working full time.
You're kidding me.
No.
Wow, that's a busy
I've actually
move.
Had my hair cut there. So
really?
At Chic Salon.
So it is Chic Salon? Oh, that's great. Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. And how is it well received with the residents? They love it?
Oh, it is. Yeah, he's very tight on appointments, which is it's
wow.
a good thing. That speaks volumes for their business.
That's why I was asking, because that's great. Well, I definitely probably will not be a customer since, you know, since I have no hair. But,
but we could do your eyelashes or something.
Yeah, something. Yeah, that's hilarious. Your eyebrows. That's great. So, I mean, that's great. So what other kind? We talked about meals. We talked about salon activities.
So we do also provide all utilities except for telephone.
That's great.
But a lot of these residents are using cell phone these days anyway. So a lot of them are going away from the landline and getting with the times.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Over break, we laughed about this, but it's kind of the truth. So how do people have smartphones, you know. So you were saying you guys have a class every week?
I do. Once a week on Tuesday, I have, we call it open session for computers and smartphones. They will bring in their iPad, their laptop, their cell phones. Any questions that they may have, I'll walk it through them. So it's a one-on-one basis, so they don't feel rushed.
Wow, that is great. And you said free Wi-Fi, right?
Yes. Yeah. Free Wi-Fi in the building.
So next time you see me at your class, I'm going to get your free Wi-Fi.
Yep. I'll figure out how to get the password.
Yeah, I'm going to figure out how to get through my laptop. Oh, what a great idea. Great idea. Well, I know we're going to take a break here shortly, so I want to start talking about these activities and your upcoming events.
I'd love it.
Yeah, that's going to be good. So let's get that contact number out there again for you guys.
Absolutely. Give us a call, 505-243-1979.
Great. And of course, what's that website again?
www.seniorlivingandstyle.com.
And then of course, you're on your Facebook. And Absolutely. Your chefs are on your Facebook.
Yes.
Everyone's on Facebook.
Check us out on Facebook.
That's right.
We post pictures.
That's right.
Frequently.
That's great. Yeah, that's good. So I just want to, I got a quick question about that. Do you have a lot of people take that electronics class?
I have people at every class. So they come in, I sit down, and there's always a question.
There's always a question.
How do I get on Facebook?
I bet a lot of your residents are on Facebook.
Facebook is
huge. I mean, it really is, and especially senior population, which I think is great because it's such a great tool to keep up with all the activities.
Absolutely. They love connecting with their grandchildren, their children across the country. So
you bet. So I know we got plenty of activities to talk about. So, Aaron, don't go away. And listeners, don't go away. You are listening to the Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to the Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott, and I want to remind you that the Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you have a loved one who's getting older and needs some assistance, Mariposa Home Health has caregivers who can help as little as 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day with transportation, bathing, meal preparation, and more. Rates are surprisingly affordable. Call Mariposa Home Health today at 505-234-1744 or visit their website at www.mariposahomehealth.com. That's MARIPOSAHomehealth.com. If you're just tuning in, we have been talking with Aaron Collins with Paloma Landing, independent living home, and we've been talking about, everything from chili cook-offs, you name it, activities, which we're going to get into, and the wonderful place you guys have. So, again, welcome.
Thank you.
This is a nice day outside, so it's kind of cooped up in here, but I'm excited to talk about Paloma Landing. So let's talk more about Paloma Landing. We were kind of talking over break, and we forgot to mention, which I think is such a big deal for you guys, that you guys actually have managers that live on a property.
We do. Yeah. We have two sets of managers that live in apartments. So
on the property.
On the property. So they're not only managers,
right,
but they can relate to the residents because they live there. So there's someone there 24/7, which is a great concept. Someone has a fall, they pull a cord. The first person to show up is a member of the management team. So they show up, make sure someone's okay. If they're okay and able to get up, that's great. If not, we will call emergency services. But it just makes it feel a little bit more secure and has someone there that will rush to you if need be.
And that's why I wanted to mention it, because I think that is huge, because there are places, independent living places, that do not have managers or even staff to stay on 24 hours a day. So if something happens in the late night hours, they have to rely on emergency services. Mm-hmm. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah. A lot of communities out there, they have an emergency. They hit a pendant, maybe around their neck or on their wrist, and they have to wait for emergency services to come. So there's no one there in between to keep them calm before emergency services get them. That's the great concept of having managers that live on site.
Boy, I'll be honest. It would be important to me having a manager on site. And again, a manager of a place like Paloma Landing, what do they do? I mean, of course, they're managers, so I imagine they manage a whole place. But is that what they do? They're there for the residents. They're there for their security. What else do they do?
So they're not only responsible for bottom line and sales,
right?
But they take care of the community. It's almost like having a landlord, but someone who's there to help if you need them. they help just organize everything. If there's any issues, that we have a very much an open door policy. A resident needs something, they come right in, they discuss it and try to address it right away. It's just that feeling of family.
Right.
They have family right there.
Which I'm glad you said that, because I've met both your managers and they're great. Gwen and her husband, mm-hmm. which is great. And that's the perception I got, is I kind of hate the word manager for another truth, because they don't even act like a manager or look like a manager at all. They honestly look like just somebody living there, but you know, taking care of things.
Right.
I think it's great.
Family, and they're both couples.
Yeah.
So both sets of managers are married couples, which I think is a great concept too. You get to know them.
It's so true. And again, it goes back to, it feels like a family. So I guess that's all I wanted to emphasize. When you say manager, you know, you kind of envision someone like, you know, in charge with a tie, you know, right. kind of stiff, which absolutely not. So anyway, so let's talk about the good stuff, Director of Fun. We haven't even talked about any of the Director of Fun yet.
That's my passion.
I know that's the whole reason you're here. So let's start talking about Paloma Landing and the wonderful activities that you guys do. Hit it with us. Let's get it all out.
Absolutely. So we truly believe in a well-rounded activities program, the physical, the spiritual, the cerebral, and that's very important to us. So we have exercise classes every day, and not just basic boring exercise classes. We have cardio drumming. We have chair yoga. We have balance classes. We just brought an exercise program called Radiate, where we dance.
Really?
And if they want to stay in their chair and do it, they can. If they want to stand up, that's great. So that's a little bit about the exercise program.
Whoa, back up. you hit me too fast. Cardio drumming. You're going to have to explain this to me.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So cardio drumming is a way to exercise, increase your heart rate, and have some fun. So we sit on chairs and we drum on yoga balls. So I pick the playlist and we go to different beats. Well, you'll have to just come and check it out. But it's a great way to get that heart rate up, but do something a little different, not just your basic aerobic classes. And now they've brought these classes into gyms.
I was just going to say that. We were talking earlier and you were saying the same thing, that these actually gyms around the city are now doing this.
And schools, I've heard of schools doing this. So it's a fun way. So that's a little bit about cardio drumming. We have a variety of Bible studies and church services for the spiritual needs of our residents.
Great.
But one thing we're starting, which I'm very passionate about, especially for our residents who are hungry to learn, we are going to be starting in spring our Paloma Landing Senior University.
Woo, 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 woo!
So we're going to have an 8-week course with a variety of topics. Maybe
8 weeks. Wow.
Yes,
that's great.
8-week course. They come in, they get a little booklet, pen, certificate when they end, but maybe bring in someone from an art gallery and talk about the art history of New Mexico. Bring in someone from the Forest Service and talk about the variety of open space areas we have. Maybe bring in a weatherman.
Right.
Any weathermen out there want to come in? Talk about the changing weather in New Mexico. So
that's
very,
great.
Very excited
so
about
it. 8 weeks.
Eight-week course.
What a great informational deal.
Yeah,
right?
And we're hoping to continue that in fall. So we'll have a spring course and then a fall course and then repeat the next year.
Oh, that's great. So if somebody was interested in this, they can, I'm assuming, get on your Facebook as
Absolutely. Absolutely. Check out our Facebook or give us a call at that number, 505-243-1979.
Oh, that's great. Oh, so the senior university, is this going to be the first?
It'll be the first year. We're having it, and we're really excited. We're coming up with flyers and a curriculum right now. But it's very important to us to keep those minds sharp. Although these residents may be physically aging inside, they're hungry to learn. Some of my residents have mentioned, I feel like I'm 16 inside.
Right.
You know, I don't want to do the same basic activities all the time. I'm hungry to learn.
Well, aren't we all? I mean, it's kind of funny. I mean, I even say that, and I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm still 20, even though I don't look it, you know. So I imagine they feel the exact same way. I mean, they feel young.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Are you going to have any kind of technological stuff?
We're hoping. So we're still working out that curriculum, but I would love to maybe throw one class in on Facebook. A lot of my residents are signing up for Facebook, as we mentioned earlier.
Right.
How to work those smartphones, which can be challenging for our residents.
And we talked about Facebook, and why I think Facebook is so important is because it lets people, you know, young people are on, of course, are on social media. I mean, honestly, that's probably majority of people, or, you know, young people on social media. Such a great way to connect with grandchildren and kids. And so, absolutely, what a great thing. Absolutely.
It's a great concept. And I think they love to see those photos when they can see the photos from the grandchildren, the great grandchildren. It just makes them feel more connected.
Right.
Very important.
Well, that's great. So let's talk about some more activities, which I mean, I just know you guys. I already know somebody. I mean, beanbag baseball. Oh. We talked about that last time we were in the air. As a matter of fact, I think last time we were in the air, you guys either just completed it or were about ready to start it. But
yes.
That's a legit deal here.
So beanbag baseball, it's a very similar concept to cornhole, which I know a lot of people out there are familiar with. It's a board, a wooden board with the first, second, third, home run, foul. They toss a beanbag in. If it goes to second, they move to second base. Very fun way to keep active. And we've challenged other properties, our sister community, Rio Grande. We were featured on the news here a few months ago for that.
Awesome.
And it's just a great way to stay competitive, which my residents are very much so.
Now, did you say, now maybe I'm wrong, didn't you have t-shirts, or we're going to make t-shirts?
We actually have t-shirts. That's so right. Our team is the Paloma Landing Bombardiers.
That's great.
We have a lot of veterans, so they choose the name. A lot of fighter pilots and bombers, so they chose the name the Bombardiers.
That is awesome. I'm going to have to get on Facebook and look at some old pictures of that.
You should.
Great. And I'm assuming that's coming again in the spring and summer?
It is,
the baseball season?
We actually practice once a week.
Do you really?
Practice once a week. Every other month, we challenge our sister community to a game. And then in the in-between months, we have staff versus resident.
I'm gonna have to come over and start warming this up. Well, let's get that contact information out one more time before we go to break.
Absolutely. Give us a call, 505-243-1979, or you can visit us on our website at www.seniorlivingandstyle.com.
Great. And then, of course, like we said, Facebook. Well, I feel like I'm a Facebook, you know, pusher this time, but
Facebook.
You guys, yeah.
Absolutely. Check us out, Facebook, Hawthorne Senior Living, or Hawthorne Retirement Chefs.
Well, excellent, Erin. Well, don't go away. I know we're going to take a break here, and we're going to talk a little bit more about some more activities and this beanbag baseball and all that good stuff. So you are listening to Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to the Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott. And I want to remind you that the Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you have a loved one who's getting older and needs some assistance, Mariposa Home Health has caregivers who can help as little as 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day with transportation, bathing, meal preparation, and more. Rates are surprisingly affordable. Call Mariposa Home Health today at 505-234-1744 or visit their website at www.mariposahomehealth.com. That's Mariposa homehealth.com. If you're just tuning in, we have been talking with Erin Collins over at Paloma Landing, the director of fun. We've been talking about a lot of fun stuff. We've been talking about Paloma Landing and all the great amenities you guys have. And we've been talking about the activities. The activities is the fun part. And,
absolutely.
All the great things you guys do. The senior university coming up this spring. I definitely looking forward to hearing more about that. And of course, the beanbag baseball. We can't go without talking about that. So that's good. So I guess talking of activities, let's talk about all the great things you guys do, because I know you guys did the pancake breakfast for the hurricane, and I know you guys have something coming up pretty big time here.
We do. So we love to give back to the community. It's a very, very important concept for us, not only for our property, but for our company. We are holding our Festival of Mini Trees coming up on Saturday, December 2nd from 10 to 4. So we have had local businesses donate decorated miniature trees, 3 foot and smaller. And we are going to have a silent auction where people can come in, test some of our culinary delights.
Nice.
And bid on these miniature treats.
Great.
100% of the proceeds are going to go directly to UNM Children's Hospital Miracle Network, which is a great, great organization.
100%, huh?
100%.
Great. So I'm sure they're very excited for this.
Absolutely.
That is
absolutely
great. So I'm assuming people, you know, donate the trees, you know, have you guys started to see some of these trees already?
We have. So we have over 20 trees that have been donated, which we're very excited about. I would like to maybe thank some of our sponsors for that.
Of course.
We have Chic Salon, New Mexico Caregivers to the Rescue, Visiting Angels, About Seniors Moving Company, Footprints, Judy Jones with A Place for Mom, Health Eight. South, and of course Mariposa Home Health, to name a few more.
Great. Now, have you started seeing some of these decorated trees yet or not?
We have. We have about three in, but people have signed up to donate, and we are going to start decorating the Friday before December 1st, and then we're going to have a free preview on Friday, December 1st from 3 to 7. So if people want to come in, see what they have the options to bid on, they can do that evening. We're also going to have music on the hour. We're going to have vocalists like Lori Michaels, the Simple Sounds Bell Choir, the Albuquerque Institute of Music. So come on in, get some culinary treats, listen to some music, and give back to a good cause.
So I imagine your residents are pretty excited to see this.
They're so excited.
Especially when you get 23 trees or more, you know, lined up throughout the residence. I mean, I could imagine how
they're very excited. They even have an opportunity to bid on these trees.
Oh, they do.
And we decided to do miniature trees because they're perfect for an apartment or an office building. And it's just a great concept to where we can give back to our community. And Children's Miracle Network at UNM Children's Hospital, they're the only hospital of its kind in the state.
They are?
Yes.
Really? So do you know a little bit about them? Can you tell me a little bit? I'm curious about.
I know a little bit about them. I'm actually taking a tour with them today at 1:30, and they're going to tell me exactly where the money's going.
Good.
And it's you know, helps with the children with cancer, with disabilities, and so forth. So I'm going to find more about that today, but we wanted to keep it local. Very important to us.
Absolutely. And what's funny is I've actually had a personal experience with it, UNM's Children's Hospital, and I just think they're fantastic.
They are.
They are. The people that work there are fantastic. The volunteers are fantastic. I mean, again, it has such a great family feeling, such a great place. So I'm very excited for you guys. What a great thing you guys are a part of.
Absolutely. And if there is a local business out there that maybe doesn't have time to donate a tree, we are accepting donations for this great organization. So if you have, if you'd like to donate, just give us a call, 505-243-1979.
Great, which I definitely. So, what does a donation look like? Is it little amount as possible, or is there like?
We will accept whatever you can give. These children are so important. You know, the starting bids on these trees will be based on how elaborately decorated they are. So we might have some trees that start at a $50 bid, some that start at $100. But you know, if someone can just give $1, $5, $10, or more, if you're feeling generous, we will accept anything
that's
you can
great.
Give back.
And 100%. I want to make sure
100% of the proceeds.
Great. That is great. And I know about your pancake breakfast. That was huge. So I can imagine this is going to be crazy huge.
Absolutely. Right. And we're very excited. The holidays are coming up. And you know, these children need this in their lives.
Are any residents doing trees or no? They're just going to be bidding up.
Absolutely. So we have one resident that's doing a miniature tree. We have some staff members, our housekeeping department, they're going to decorate one. We have a variety of local businesses. So
that's interesting.
Very excited.
I'm curious to see, and I'll probably come to your preview just to see who did the best
you
tree.
You should. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's great.
Well
hopefully,
come on by.
Hopefully Mariposa will do the best tree. to see what they're coming up with. But yeah, that's great.
And it's free advertising for these local businesses, which is a great concept. All they have to do is bring in the tree. You know, we're mentioning them. We're also going to have a plaque for all these outsiders to come in and see with that home health agency or local business's name on them. So the outside public can see these businesses giving back to this important cause.
So what you're saying is if they show up with a bear tree, it's not going to look very
good. No, it's not. It's absolutely.
So they better put some good time in it. Oh, that's great. Well, and of course, you know, I think the overall concept is, you know, you want the tree to bid high. So, of course, you need to kind
of
make it elaborate.
Of course.
I'm curious what your housekeeper is going to do. I'd like to see what
I don't even know. It's a secret.
it's either going to be really funny, like, you know, with like gloves and stuff hanging off the tree, or it's going to be something like really elaborate.
We decorate it just a little bit more elaborately so we can get more money for these kids.
You're right. That'd be great if your guys' tree actually, you know, did the most.
Yeah, it would be wonderful.
How wonderful. Well, what a great idea you guys are doing. And definitely look forward to the treats and everything you guys are going to have for that.
Absolutely. Please come on by again. It's Saturday, December 2nd from 10 to 4.
And I hope people do call you and can at least, like you said, if they can't make it to this event, they're going to be out of town. They can definitely call and give a donation to a good cause. I think it'd be great. And again, they can call you at the 505-234-1979.
Yes.
Great. By the way, love that number. It's easy. and then, of course, Facebook. I'm sure you guys are going to be putting this stuff all over Facebook.
Yeah. So I do have an event invite out to the public for this. So you can check my Facebook or our company's website. My name's Erin Collins. So come on by, RSVP, give back to a good cause.
That's right. Well, Erin, I really do appreciate you coming on the show and talking about this, because especially about this festival of mini trees.
It was my pleasure.
So we look forward to it. Well, and we'll have you on again. So don't worry, if you come back.
Please do.
Well, thank you again. And again, I just want to thank everyone for listening. And also, thank you so much, and have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. This is the Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBL. Listen in on Saturday and every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 1050 KTBL.